from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, Nation. This segment here, the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt in an accident and it is not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. From our panel here, if you guys have any of your main takeaways from practice today, I'll accept those. So have a pretty good list we can get through here. And if you have any questions on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line, go ahead and fire those in for our guys right now. The stories from the sidelines that went viral actually reversed today, and that was fan attendance. And they had a great day in the fan attendance department, as a number of them being very vocal. The optics of it looked great. We'll see if they can follow up on that over the next couple of days. I wonder if it's the difference of a Mike McCarthy and Jason Garrett practice, like people that have shown up in the past are like, man, they don't do much, you know, and the simulated games, which are even worse than an actual walkthrough, I think could
that's
maybe
tomorrow.
Sour fans.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be critical, but that Saturday you had that opening day ceremony out here and then they did the mock game.
Yeah.
That would be kind of a good day to practice your team and then have the mock game on Sunday or something like that. But you know, hey, he's running his show for a reason. They are being more competitive, but I felt like that the biggest crowd you had to walk through practice. That seemed kind of a little bit odd to me.
You know, and I feel like every time that happens over the last couple of years, maybe there's a number of people that decide I don't want to come back. And nothing against the way Mike McCarthy does stuff. You know, I think that's probably what I would want to have happen is less activity, less chances to get hurt, and him achieving unprecedented consistency post Jimmy Johnson when it comes to wins over a 3-year period, I would say proof's in the pudding. So do what you do there, Mike. Now, the other thing is I see a lot of people on social like kind of getting triggered by this and trying to clap back at media for pointing out this story, right? That the fans are less. Make no mistake, I am not trying to be critical or negative about the Cowboys in any way. I think this is freaking awesome. Because this is the development that you need. This is speaking the Jones language. Low attendance, low fan sentiment, that's what will get them to change. And if you want a different front office, then you want to like open up your social media and see the media reporting, hey, fan apathy is high. That's exactly what the Joneses need. Nothing else will change. You know, we can talk about the last 3 decades of how disappointing it is and why would you support this football team. They're laughing all the way to the bank every year. You hear the media talking about it, but there's no follow-through from the fan base. This is the first time we got that, guy. So this is a positive. I am joyful as I bring this news to you.
Well, and it's not just a media-driven deal. Zeke spoke to the reporters after the game or after practice today, and they asked, how are things now compared to when you were coming here before? And he did say, oh, there's a little bit fewer fans out here. A little bit lighter. So, I mean, the players have noticed as well. I think anybody that's come out here has noticed, okay, the crowds just aren't as big.
Yeah. And it's understandable. I totally get it. And I wonder how much just the economy and trying to get out here and if you have to get a hotel or whatever, how much that impacts things. But I also wonder how much the lack of attendance from fans at camp will translate into lack of attendance on a Cowboy game day, lack of ratings or something, because that's when it becomes the real nightmare for Jerry Jones. Now you're really talking his language.
And they're never going to have an issue, in my opinion, when it comes to selling tickets at AT&T. Because if Cowboy fans don't want them, we've seen it's a destination venue for road teams.
Yes.
If road fans will buy up the tickets.
Yeah.
It's got to, I think, be in the TV ratings.
Right.
You know, and a couple of other metrics I'm sure they look at. Merchandising, other ways of, you know, gauging that fan interest level. Brian, before we get to some of the highlights here from Cowboys Twitter, was there a play or an individual to you that stood out?
No, I think that go ahead and get in what you all got right. to, and man, and we'll circle back on this. But it was funny when you were talking about this. I was on the platform in the end zone, and I heard two ladies walk by, and one of the ladies goes, "Oh, they're just going to break our hearts again," you know. And the other lady says, "It doesn't matter," you know. But that's the one lady
they
was
were talking about their husbands.
Well, they were talking about the team. Yeah, they're talking about the team, and they're like, yeah, they're just going to break our hearts again. And the one of the ladies say, but that doesn't matter.
It's going to be a good time anyway. Yeah.
See, that's
being around the Cowboys is fun. Yeah.
But they're talking about the team.
Yeah.
And maybe they're talking about the crowd and stuff, but they were walking behind me on the platform in the end zone, and the one lady, and then I just kind of looked at her and just smiled because she said, they're going to break our hearts, but it doesn't matter. That means there's going to be fans.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen as many of them as we have in the past.
Fans don't want to get burned again.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to be wrong about this football team. I think you're starting to come up on a short supply of fans that are willing to stand for this organization and be like, no, we should believe in them. And, you know, it's going to be really interesting how that story continues to play out, because like I said last night, there are tipping points for organizations where suddenly a big portion of the fan base changes their mind. And you can't exactly, predict when that's going to happen. But when it does, it can be very profound. And, you know, I think bad TV ratings, lack of interest, you know, those are the things that would either make Jerry and Steven turn over the front office, or more likely is just go all in, to actually go all in trying to put together a Super Bowl team. Because, you know, we've gone three decades now where the idea and the brand is still so strong that it's an amazing thing to participate in as a North Texas sports fan. But I don't know how many more years it goes on. And I would be concerned right now if I'm in that organization that maybe we're starting to lose the hold. Right now, the people that grew up watching this team dominate like I did, you know, in the early to mid-90s, we're now coming up on the top end of that adult demographic, 25 to 54. You know, we're about to go past our prime earning years over the next decade and closer to retirement. Can you expect our kids to carry that baton because, you know, you make the playoffs or you win 12 games 3 years in a row? Hell no. There is an end. Okay, Mozzie Smith fighting double teams. What are we looking for on these plays? Because I see Mozzie Smith, like, turned around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But I guess in some ways, just being in that gap and being so big that you're not being totally moved out of the way or thrown on the ground is kind of a win. What are we looking for here in double-team situations from your one technique, Brian?
I think that the one thing that they're trying to work with him every day, and I go down and watch those drills every single day that the defensive line works. I start down there and then work my way up the field. And the coaches are really trying very hard. Mozzie's been bad in a couple of areas, and they harp on this quite a bit. At times when he takes on double teams, he's a one-legged football player. His foot comes up. It's something that happens to him. When he takes on blocks, his foot, his right foot raises to kind of like fight it. And so they're like, no, keep both your feet on the ground. Keep play, sit base, and then fight with both feet on your ground. When he's one-legged, they could turn him, they could tilt him, they can move him. You know, you can't play football. You're on one leg, you just can't do it. And they're really trying hard to get him to play more square. Another problem he's having is, and Jeff Sagina, the line coach, it's like, Mozzie, damn it. We work on this every day. Hands up, hands up, hands up, not hands out, hands up, you know, and that's what's, you know, going on right now is that they're trying their, you watch the other ones go through, you watch Carl Davis, you watch Rodgers, you watch, you know, you watch the other defensive tackles and they're like, good, good, you know, you see, hands up. And that's, I'm going to say hands up.
I mean, is he uncoachable? It sounds like you're describing a total bust. What are we even doing with him out of here anymore?
There is a time where they are trying so hard to get him to play the way that they want to play. And he's struggling with that. And I know we'll see video clips and, oh, we're holding up the point of attack. They ran one of the touchdown runs that they had down in the red zone. I was just going through my notes because you're asking me, oh, there was a touchdown run that the offense had where Mozzie and Golston were the one and the three, and they got knocked out of there, and the ball went right behind where they were. And, you know, it was a touchdown run. It was a clean run.
I think investing more time or snaps in this guy is only going to get you beat.
They are really trying.
About 35 days.
You know, but you see, like, I'm watching Ron. I went down there. I made it again a point. While they were doing pass work, the receivers and quarterbacks were throwing it one into the field. I went and watched the young guys work on one-on-one pass rush drills. So I'm watching Guyton and BB and Roger. I'm watching all these guys work against each other. And my man Roger, he is throwing like arm over, rip, trying to get rid of hands. And I'm going, okay. And then you watch him, he's getting up the field. Like it's pass rushing. And with Mozzie, he gets caught. You know, and I mean, if I'm watching a seventh round kid from Auburn throw more technique and, you know, try and separate himself, well, I think Mozzie, like I say, he's a really strong guy and he gets away with a lot of it because of his strength. But they're asking him to do stuff and he's just not been able to respond in a way that, you know, but he will do a drill and like the others will get ready to jump in and it's like, no. The coach is like, no. And they'll do it like five times in a row.
Yeah.
Like they will, it's like, yeah. It's like others are trying to get in. And Sagina is like, again, come on, again. You know, they're trying to, like, and they're, I'll tell you what, they're either going to make the kid be better or he's going to quit.
Yeah.
That's what's about to happen. Right.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and this organization has been snake bit at that position, at the big nose tackle, really post Jay Ratliff. Have they had anybody? I don't know if they lost their eye for it when they went away from pretty much having any player that had those traits, you know, in the Rod Marinelli years. But this is the biggest fail by far. And, you know, I from just my naked eye, it's interesting to hear you say that and be even more critical. It just looks like he's whipped and has given up on a lot of these reps.
He looks beat down.
Yeah.
And because nothing is going right for him right now.
Okay.
It's a constant fight because it's like your hands up, hands, not outside. Up.
Seen more improvement from that seventh round pick, Justin Rogers, in a week of practice than I've seen from Mozzie and now going on year two.
Yeah, that's saying a God lot. Dang, Carl Davis.
Yeah, Davis, you know,
I mean,
has
Carl
shown a
Davis
bit of pop.
Has shown up some stuff. And you know, so, I mean, it's, hey, is it good enough to, you're probably going to have to need better. I mean, it's probably going to take them going out and getting Linville Joseph or somebody like that to make this better. Because Hankins not being here.
Yeah.
You lost your safety net.
There's the safety net's gone.
Yeah. I like the idea of Joseph a lot. Maybe more.
Yeah, he's not as good as Hankins, I don't believe. Yeah.
Okay, a big positive from today was the greatness of the passing game. This is all happening without CeeDee Lamb. Put that in context. What'd you think about how good Dak is? Are we about to see the best version of number four?
To me, it's going to be tough for him to be better than he was a year ago. But now, I guess the elevation would be, can you do it against the better teams? Right, last year it was, all right, you're beating up on your division. He's great at doing that. He's 21-2 inside of the NFC East since 2021. But you're 18-12 against the rest of the NFL. So I guess, can you now go ahead and take this into when we're playing against Baltimore, you know, and Cleveland, who's got a good defense? How are you looking against the better defenses? But today, without your best wide receiver, I thought Cooks had a great day. I thought Jalen Tolbert made some really nice
Cooks
catches.
Showed up today.
He did. And the route running was there. Brooks had a couple of really nice catches in traffic. I thought the two tight ends were good again. When it came to Schoonmaker, had a nice catch over the middle for a touchdown. Stevens continues to shine for me. Ferguson was pretty good. So, I mean, that tight end group is a pretty deep one right now. But yeah. Billy Johnson, I mean, and he might just be, hey, that's your star of Oxnard right there, like we've seen in years past. But he continues to flash every day.
I think it was a little bit of struggle for Dak in the mojo moment there where they had the two-point plays. I think they were 4-1.
Which was right at the beginning of practice.
Yeah, there was
Todd Archer had it as a 3-2 defensive win.
They went 3-2 because they had that line of scrimmage, and they gave that to the offense.
Clark makes a stop at the line there, and they gave it to him.
I thought it was a stop, right?
I did too. I completely thought it was a stop too. But I'm saying this though, there were a couple of times where he tried to force the ball to the not force, but throw the ball to the corner on the move, and Bland knocked one down. I mean, the pass,
Donovan Wilson.
Yeah, their passes weren't as clean in the mojo moment down there than it was like in the other goal line periods and the 2 minute period.
And Jordan Lewis had a big day today as well.
Yeah,
he had a couple of really nice plays. So salute to him for that.
I mean, corner might be one of your strongest groups, especially if Diggs can come back.
There is like the linebackers and the corners, I think, are when you start to look at this defense, I think, and the safeties are showing up well at times. But I'm going to say this. This linebacker room, and maybe it's because the bar was so low because of what they were doing last year, because they went big nickel, or excuse me, they went big dime, really, is what they did, and they went short at linebacker. And so they said, no, we're not going to let that happen to us. You know, Clark looks like a different player out there. He looks like a different player.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile.
you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.